If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today.
You know, I was in KC for like 4 days, and the last time I went, I just stayed in some suburb, some nub suburb. It was just like, you know, no different than like...
In a nuburb?
Like... Crofton or
sure.
something.
I mean, okay,
like
outside of the city, yeah.
Regular suburb or whatever. Okay, yep. And I'd say largely, I think, the kind of the Midwest, kind of like that. But we stayed in the city, in the heart of Kansas City this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually at an awesome Marriott right next to the convention center. They had an incredible, like, a sports bar slash restaurant with these massive digital screen TVs that, you know, it was just like one big screen, but like kind of like in the Masson studio or the Monumental Studios,
yeah.
You know, where you can make it whatever you want. And like the whole thing would be on the Masters or it would have four TVs or eight TVs. You know, I could just do whatever they want. But everyone said, and I've been there before and I've done it, but I made a concerted effort. It was unavoidable. You got to have the barbecue. Right, you gotta have the barbecue if you're in Kansas City.
I would love that.
I went and I had barbecue four different times.
Okay,
sometimes just because there were no, like when you go to these cities and you have 3,000 volleyball girls and their families, you can't get arrested. You can't get get seated anywhere.
Right.
It's crowded.
Right.
And so I found one place where I knew I could go in. It was like a sports bar. They served, you know, barbecue. So I went there twice.
Is it known for the barbecue, that specific place?
I mean, it was called like Casey's Barbecue or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But kind of barbecue. I learned some stuff, though.
Like, did you get burnt ends? Did you
That's what I was saying. So I didn't know anything about burnt ends. So I didn't know what to get. I'm not a barbecue guy.
You're
it's
paralyzed.
Fine. I don't really know what to get. It's not a big thing for me. It just seems like...
Sometimes they have like a sampler platter. You can get like ribs and the pulled pork.
The ribs I didn't want to deal with because it just seemed like messy. So, you know, it's just messy. Like my wife's like, you're wearing a silly Johnny O. Like you're going to get
your golf
shirt. You're going to get rib sauce.
But also,
all over
an excuse to buy a new one. Yeah. If you get a big barbecue stain on it, you can buy a newbie.
But we were doing a bit where my wife and I were, she would pick some of the pulled pork, whatever. Like you get, there's all these choices. You get pulled pork, you get pulled chicken, pulled beef,
there's you can pay brisket, ribs.
You can pay an extra $5.99 for the freaking burnt ends. I never heard of burnt ends. Like, what are freaking burnt ends?
I've heard them, not sure exactly what they are.
I'll try it. So we did a platter where you get, we got half a burnt ends, and honestly, Valdez, I don't know if it was pork or beef. I couldn't tell the difference. We got,
pork.
I bet you it was yummy.
Was it like shredded or was it?
No, it was like a big, thick,
little thick
cut.
Piece. Yeah.
It was like the side.
It's like part of a it's like part of the brisket. That's,
yeah, it's just a big thick thing with the and the, I guess the burnt ends part is a little more flavorful because it's a little more fatty.
All right,
I kind of liked it to be honest with you.
I'm sure,
the
it's other, good.
The pulled stuff that you could get like at Chili's or you know any place, you know, it's just like doesn't, I don't know why people get so excited about it. To me, it's as good as whatever your sauce is that you put on it.
The sauce is important.
Right? The sauce kind of makes it or
so
breaks it.
So is the Kansas City sauce sweeter sauce than
the ones I like
a Carolina
are sweeter,
or a Memphis?
They say
or...
the Carolina, I think, is more like
vinegary.
Oily.
That's, vinegary. That's tangy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a sweet guy. You know me. I
like
a little
mustardy.
Sugar.
I don't know what region of the country that reflects, but that's kind of my go-to.
But did you know that they charge extra for burnt ends? Like, that's a thing. They charge you like $6
burnt
more.
Burnt ends are kind of a barbecue delicacy.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. Yeah. But yeah. It's like, that's I got to try the burnt ends.
High-end barbecue.
So I had the burnt end. I'm a burnt ends guy.
What now, sides did you go with? I need to know the sides.
The sides, okay. So I did creamy corn.
Creamy corn is pretty good.
Well, like creamy, like cheesy creamy corn.
Okay.
Liked it. There was a little bit of jalapenos in there that I wasn't a huge fan of, but I liked it.
Got nothing against that.
They definitely had fries that I'm not as sophisticated as Valdez, but I thought there was Old Bay on the fries.
Okay.
And I couldn't wrap my brain around that because I'm like, I'm in the middle of like Missouri and I can't believe that I'm having Old Bay on my fries. I didn't even ask for it.
Was it Old Bay or just like a Creole seasoning or like Popeyes? You know how Popeyes has like that fry that has this dusting of something or other?
Something. It was something. If it wasn't,
it might have
been
a spice mix.
It was a cheap imitator of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was some sort of imitator.
Zatarain's or
Cajun.
Huh?
Cajun. That's the Popeyes fries. It's Cajun fries.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a Creole seasoning.
I'm trying to think what other sides.
Any
we got.
Sort of like collard greens or mac and cheese or
cornbread.
They had a cornbread. Didn't like the cornbread.
Wow.
Because they also, they stuff jalapenos and everything. Like,
what do you
know,
have against jalapeno peppers?
I don't like hot. I like to taste my food. I don't like my tongue to be on fire.
What about what about a baked beans? You can eat baked beans.
Didn't get any baked beans.
Do you like baked beans?
I like baked beans.
Yeah, so do I.
I had battle with my wife because I wanted mac and cheese. She didn't want mac and cheese.
You should have just thrown it on as an extra.
You gotta get a coleslaw or a potato salad at least.
Coleslaw. Definitely got coleslaw a few times. I'm a big coleslaw guy. Love coleslaw.
You got coleslaw over mac and cheese?
Listen, you got to pick your battles, Cakes. I'm married.
No.
I don't know.
King of the castle over here. Yeah. I can't even get it mac and cheese.
I got to pick my battles.
You have a separate plate?
We were sharing. So she would do, she'd pick one thing and I'd pick one thing and then we'd ask for a plate
Coleslaw greater than sign mac and cheese when you're having barbecue so you can eat them together.
So you could put it on top of your pork and
one big spoonful of it together.
I really wanted to get it.
I can see that.
There was a food truck in the convention center that obviously had barbecue.
Sure.
And I really wanted to get the mac and cheese there because it looked so yummy. But I got overruled.
Overruled twice on mac and cheese? This is an outrage. What is happening?
I got to pick my battles. I play a lot of golf.
Okay. Did you end up going to Joe's barbecue at any point? I think that's their most famous. They have a bunch of them there.
But is Joe's the one that's in like a gas station? Because when I was in Kansas City,
I think one of them is called
KC Joe's, maybe?
Might be.
Joe's KC Barbecue, I think.
Yeah, I think I was
We literally drove over the state line from Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas, because that's where this spot was located. And the line was literally a mile long to get. And I was like, well, we're not.
No.
There are a million barbecue places in Kansas City. No. We're going back to Kansas City Mo.
But you know what I'll say?
And we're not waiting in that line.
Now, I've done this before, obviously. I'm an experienced drinker. But I was a Moscow Mule weekend for your boy.
Oh, it was.
I was just ordering Moscow Mules. I don't think there's anything to that in Kansas City. But
yeah, probably.
There was a special on it. And it was a Moscow Mule weekend for your boy.
Did you do anything?
What's in a Moscow Mule?
I don't even know. Vodka and
ginger beer.
Yeah.
It's
basically vodka and ginger.
Vodka and ginger beer. It goes down easy. You don't have a hangover.
Did you do ribs?
One day I did do ribs, but
regular or baby back?
Dino. You could do dino ribs.
I don't know the difference.
I don't know what dino ribs are.
The biggest rib you've ever seen before.
Like ribs from the Flintstones type ribs. That's an old reference.
I don't know the difference, to be honest with you.
Baby back ribs, smaller. Just a smaller version of a rib.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the best place? Because I mean, I'm sure I've had KC barbecue before. Certainly not in Kansas City, but is there a local spot I can get KC barbecue?
I don't know.
I like Mission Barbecue.
But isn't it just the sauce that makes it? Like the
Yeah, probably.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah. So you probably could just go to freaking Harris Teeter and get some KC barbecue
sauce. Yeah, I know,
sauce.
But I want somebody to make it
for me. Yeah, you want authentic.
No,
you
I mean, like- some people smoke them a lot longer, use different types of wood for a different taste to the
But I think I am a
Jason, I got some locations for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
What are the best spots?
Well, these a lot of them are in D.C. I'm looking at this from Fox 5, where to get Kansas City style barbecue in the DMV for the Super Bowl. Federalist Pig, Black Hog Barbecue.
Federalist Pig?
Hill Country, rest in peace. They just shut down a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they
Legendary
did?
Music
oh,
spot.
That sucks.
Right there on, I think, 7th Street.
What happened?
Yeah, right near Capital One.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of the D.C. restaurants. There's an article in the Washington Post are struggling because a lot of people have lost their jobs here in D.C.
Ah, okay.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Jason, closest to you, Vienna, District Barbecue.
Okay. I might try that.
Anyway.
Give it a run.
Didn't want to make it all about me, but I just wanted to tell you two things. Learned about burnt ends.
Okay.
Think burnt ends is a good order.
All right.
A little tastier. Out on jalapenos, they don't have to put jalapenos in everything, and I'm kind of in on Moscow mules right now.
Okay, that's
kind of
the current week.
That's my current trend. I think I got to buy some ginger beer, which I think they sell at like Safeway.
Yeah, you can definitely buy it at Safeway.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get
something
it.
I didn't feel like ordering a freaking old fashioned, you know, because you never know you never know how good it's going to be. And,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You never know.
You have your specifics.
I have my type of bourbons I like to use. I didn't know what they had.
You're very particular.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they had the right cherries. So I just
you have a refined old fashioned palate.
I don't know. I like it. I know how I like it. Mm-hmm. Moscow Mule, I think, is hard to mess up. And they're just money. They're just money.
I did think I was golfing at Hidden Creek yesterday, and I was thinking, it's transfusion season. So 74 and sunny, humidity.
Transfusion season is coming. I saw a new one, though. I follow this girl. I don't follow her. She shows up on my algorithm. I'm sure you've seen her a lot.
Is she a Bev cart girl out in Arizona?
A Bev girl. I don't know where she is. She's a cart girl, right? And she said the new drink this summer is she took a Miller Lite. She poured a whole Miller Lite in a cup.
Yep.
And then she topped it off with lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she's making her own like summer shandy.
And then I think she put a shot of vodka in it. And then she garnished it with a lemon. And all the boys, I guess, are drinking that now. I don't know what you called it, but have you ever even heard of that?
Nope.
No,
Miller Lite with lemonade and vodka.
Something similar in it's a Baltimore thing. It's called a spaghetti. It's where you have a high life and you pour a little Aperol in it.
What is
Sounds
Aperol?
Very fancy.
It's like a cherry liqueur.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Let's go to Lou. He's calling you from D.C. Apparently, he's a barbecue judge.
I mean, that's a whole thing, man.
Yeah,
they have
definitely.
Those barbecue things where people go in there.
God forbid you cook on a gas grill. They'll throw you right out of the place.
Lou, what's up, bud?
What's up, guys? You guys were at, well, one, you're killing me.
Why?
But two, you were asking about good barbecue around here.
Yeah.
There are two restaurants actually written up in Texas Monthly. One is called Bark Barbecue. It's directly across the bridge, but the other one is called 250 Barbecue. It's in Riverdale and it's insane. And they have those dino ribs, which are big ass beef ribs, whereas the other ribs are pork ribs. And they're amazing.
Which one's tastier, the pork or beef?
They also have brisket tamales there, which are insane.
Lou, which one's tastier, pork or beef ribs?
The pork, well, it's completely different. The beef rib has a ton of fat, so it's super, super rich, okay? So
I like that.
They have beef back ribs, too, which are basically when you take a full roast beef and cut off the beef back ribs like you would the bone-in ribeye.
Yeah.
They're just super fatty and really rich and juicy, and it's salt, pepper, and garlic, and no sauce. Sorry, guys.
All right.
So it's a no-sauce guy.
I mean, okay. if it's tasty enough, fine. I don't need it if it's tasty enough.
Then you have spare ribs and baby back ribs, and that's whatever your preference is. And, you know, whatever sauce, I guess, you want. But, yes, you're correct that the KC is the sweet sauce and the South Carolina is the vinegary sauce.
Vinegary. So are you kind of out on sauce then? You kind of sound like you kind of like thumb your nose at it.
I'm not a big sauce guy because I like Texas barbecue, but the sauce that I do eat when I like it is a stuff called Mississippi Red by Blue Hogs Barbecue, and it's phenomenal.
What is Texas barbecue? How does that distinguish itself?
It's just salt, pepper, garlic. That's it. Nothing else. So, like, you know, Franklin's barbecue is salt, pepper, garlic. Snow's barbecue, salt, pepper, garlic. But that's all they put on it.
So you don't like the barbecue sauces? You don't like them?
I like Mississippi Red, and I'll put, like, I won't. If you have to lick your fingers after eating it, and that means, like, whoever cooked it didn't cook it properly because they had to put so much sauce to mask the flavor, that you're eating sauce with some meat. It doesn't matter what the meat is at that point.
I agree with that. I actually agree. Yeah. That's why I said it. That's all the sauce.
I don't know. I just
love the
sauce.
And I was definitely licking my fingers.
I love the sauce.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, thank you, buddy.
The Missouri signature sauce is tomato-based with molasses, according to a key that I'm looking at.
I probably had that because I took the freaking Casey Joe's sauce or whatever.
Look at you. You're you're borderline barbecue expert.
Yeah, barbecue Bickle.
I'm getting there, Case. Yeah.
You're on your way. All right, coming up next, we will be joined by Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. She'll join us next here on The Fan.
In True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Just about 35 minutes, we'll be joined by Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports Talk NFL and NFL Draft with him. But right now we head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Chelsea James, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So some of the content I'm here for from Chelsea James is, you tweeted this yesterday, 13 hours ago. Does the Nats lineup have the shortest last names in baseball? Their lineup for their game against
the
Pirates.
How many total syllables?
I mean, just the first five batters alone all have four letters in their last name. Call, Wood, Ruiz, Lowe, and Bell. Followed by Garcia and DeJong. Those are six letters. Then Cruz, Nunez, and Lord is your starting pitcher. I think you might be onto something, Chelsea.
I mean, as you can tell, I'm going for the Pulitzer this year. But I think I looked up and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then I tweeted it and I was like, wow, this is something I could have kept to myself. But, you know, I'm not going to do the math, but I think I might be right.
I think you're right on that.
I think you're all over it.
Like
you think you nailed it.
14 syllables in the starting lineup. That's got to be it's got to be the smallest. Hey, all right, let's talk about, first of all, I didn't expect them to beat Skeens. And they were never in this game. Cruz is struggling, all right, and he was benched for a couple days, and for whatever reason, Davey decided to bring him back against the best pitcher in baseball. That didn't work out too well. He's been dropped to the bottom of the lineup pretty much. Your thoughts on Cruz, why he's struggling so much, and then is there a possibility you think Davey and Riz would send him down to AAA just to kind of get his confidence back?
You know, I just don't see them sending him down. I think the whole point of, you know, one thing Riz has been pretty firm on over the last 2 years is once somebody's here, you know, a real prospect, you know, that they're here to stay.
Okay.
That wasn't really the case with Luis Garcia at times, but I think that was a different case. You know, I think they want him to be here. And until he is, you know, more useless at the plate than Jacob Young, I don't really see why, you know, you'd send him out. I also just, you know, it's easy to say, but I don't worry about him. I think, you know, he's just a different kind of guy. I think he will figure it out. I think he is probably figuring it out, you know, as we speak. There's guys they look super overmatched, and I know he has at the plate, but sort of emotionally and the look in his eyes and all that corny stuff, he just looks fine, and he finds ways to make plays in the outfield, and you know, I think he's going to figure it out and be completely fine. It hasn't looked good, but I think it's coming.
I don't know for what it's worth. I'm not, you know, I'm too old. I don't know all the advanced metrics and stuff. But when I did find a site that has like exit velocity and all that stuff, he seems to be, you know, fine there. You know, when he's making contact, so you know he's got pop, or you know he's got, you know, he's hitting the ball hard, I guess, when he hits it. I guess too many strikeouts though, right?
Yeah, definitely too many strikeouts. But again, I think that's the kind of thing that will decrease in time. I just, you know, there's so many players we've kind of seen come up for them. I just don't worry about him. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but he just is a really sturdy guy mentally who you can kind of tell is taking something from every time he's up there. It's been 3 weeks or whatever it's been. I think he'll be completely fine. You know, he's not going to be James Wood, and he never, you know, that's not what you're looking at here, but you're looking at a guy who's going to spray the ball around the field and you know, run as hard as he possibly can all the time, and you know, balls are just going to start dropping for him. I think he's going to be fine.
The reason why I've kind of had my eyebrows raised with him is I keep thinking about, was it Carter Kieboom? Everyone told me he could hit too, and that one just never really worked out for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to Carter Kieboom, I can't think of two more different guys mentally.
Is that right?
And then Cruz, I think he's going to be fine. He's a scrappy guy who is in a, you know, number one overall prospect type's body. You know, I think Cruz will be fine.
Okay.
Cool.
The one thing that's been an issue, and I don't know if you'd agree with me here, but man, the bullpen ERAs are crazy. See, Poche's at 16. Rutledge, he pitched last night, gave up a couple. He's at 6. Sims is at 13. You know, Farrar is at 6. Lopez is at 7. I mean, there's some crazy numbers coming out of the bullpen. And you know, the starting pitching has been decent. You know, I know Gore's been okay. Irvin's been okay. Mitch Parker's been really good, but the bullpen numbers, Chels, not good.
Yeah, really bad. I think they missed pretty big here, and I think it's a huge problem because, you know, watching these games, you get, you know, they might get behind by, you know, they got behind by four a couple times in Miami, and they were back in it by the sixth, and then the bullpen can't keep them there. It's just, you know, the starters have been fine. I think that the offense, not perfect, but not horrible, and they've battled their way back into some games, but you can't keep letting games get away. And yeah. I don't, you know, there's no easy fix there. It's not like there's a ton of guys ready in the minors to come save them. I don't know who other than maybe Kyle Finnegan you look at in their bullpen and say, this is a sure thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge problem because I think it's going to, you know, if they don't kind of get it together soon, it's going to cost them a year that probably could look a lot better than it does right now. If so, I mean, I don't know if it's waiver guys, if every guy that gets designated for assignment somewhere else is somebody they're going to have to bite on, but you know, they're going to have to shake that up because you need more than one reliable reliever. And as you've seen with Orlando Ribalta and some of the guys who have kind of, you know, gotten hurt, it's like if you put too much weight on the guys you trust, then other guys have to pick up the slack and everybody's innings get out of whack and it gets worse and worse. So they're in trouble there and they've got to fix it.
Isn't it a situation where Mike Rizzo's had his hands tied behind his back in terms of payroll, though?
Totally. 100%. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think they've maybe had, you know, he spent like $8 million at most on three guys in the bullpen, and that's probably about what he could spend. So it's not easy. But if Lucas Sims is going to fall apart and you know, Poche isn't going to be, you know, the kind of pickup they thought, you know, you're just going to have to figure something out because it's hurting what should be a really, I think, positive start to the season in many ways. You know, once you get into the seventh inning, you know, the games get away.
What's the update on Soroka and CJ?
I think the concern on CJ is pretty low. I think they kind of just had to knock him, you know, sit him down and get the hip quad thing sorted out. So I think he'll probably be fine. And he looks pretty good when he was in there too, right. You know, at least offensively. So that's a good thing. Soroka bicep strain is, you know, he was throwing already. So that isn't a sign for optimism, but it's also never a good thing, right? It's rare that somebody has a bicep, forearm, elbow kind of deal and gets out of the rest of the season unscathed. So I, you know, maybe he's fine. You know, maybe they really were being really cautious and it was more crampy than anything. But I, you know, that's a cause for concern no matter what. And that was a risk they took when they gave him, I think, $9 million or whatever it was. They knew he's injury prone and they were hoping he could avoid it. And I think still are crossing their fingers.
Chelsea, I know it's early in the season, but how surprising is it to look at the NL East and see the Braves at the bottom of it at 5-11 below the Nats, and the Marlins are 8-7? That's early, but I'm guessing you're surprised to see the Braves in last place at this point.
Definitely. I am, and also if you had told me that there was one team in baseball that was going to be really, you know, angst-riddled to start the season, it wouldn't surprise me if it were them. I think they've just kind of had a lot going on for a long time now. You know, Acuna out, Strider out, that doesn't help. They'll get Strider back tomorrow, I think. But they've had the same lineup for a really long time, same people kind of in the coaching staff for a really long time, and probably don't feel like they've won as much as they should have in that time, including, you know, last year. So they just kind of are one of those teams that seem prone to maybe something slow like this, but you know, they'll be fine. I mean, they won't be there all year. They might not win the division, but they'll be fine. Marlins are interesting. They're playing so free and have a lot of young guys, but again, I don't know that, you know, we look up in a month or two and still see them there. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, all of that feels a little bit early season to me.
So everyone before the season started was talking about the Dodgers for a good reason. And they started out hot, and they go start out, jump out of the gates, and they are 8-0. Now they lost a series against the Phillies in Philly. They lost the series against the Nats. All right, that's how crazy sports is. So you know they'll be fine. I get it. They're 12-6. They'll be fine. But the Padres, Chels, 14-3. Michael King's a complete stud. Nick Pivetta is a stud. Well, at least they're off to great starts. Two of their top pitchers. Their lineup's legit. They're 14-3. They're 11-0 at home. You know, they're 2.5 up on the Dodgers. They've won 5 straight. Talk about the Padres and, I mean, out of the gate, 14 out of 17? That's crazy.
It is. It's nuts. I thought their lineup would be worse this year. It doesn't appear to be. You know, I don't think Jerks and Profar was a big difference maker in the end. But yeah, they're really good. I mean, they, like anybody, they're pitching needs to stay healthy, but they're loaded. And they are also one of those, you know, I think we saw it last year in the playoffs when they were kind of getting under the Dodgers skin, that they're, you know, all vibes all the time. And I think they heard what everyone said in those playoffs, which is that the Dodgers feared them more than anyone else. And I think they really have something to prove. They can't prove it in April. So, you know, I don't know if it will matter, but yeah, that's a team that looks really, really good. They've always played really fearless. And if they stay healthy, you know, they've got the right kind of swagger to them. They had it last year. They've got it this year. They're really scary. And, you know, what's really scary though, is that, you know, with the Dodgers in that division, the Giants look good. The Diamondbacks could be better if they get their stuff together. I mean, that's a crazy division. And for the Padres to be playing as well as they are right now, it's it makes it even more insane.
So they're going to come back down to earth. Got to.
I mean, they have to. Yeah, if the Dodgers did, they will. But it shows you what they're capable of when they kind of get things rolling.
Right. What team right now is surprising you the most? We kind of just talked about a few, but, you know, bad or good.
The Giants are pretty surprising. You know, they're off to a really good start, and I was trying to figure out why, and like, their offense is not good. So it's kind of, I mean, they're just pitching really well. That might continue. You know, they've got all the pieces there. So that's a team that I didn't expect to look credible, and they do. And then I think in a bad way, maybe the Orioles. I think their pitching is a mess, and you can already feel them starting to feel the pressure of that. And so it'll be interesting to watch them. I think they're in a pretty precarious spot and kind of need to get rolling so that the pressure, you know, lifts a little bit.
When's Grayson expected back? Is he going to be back in May?
I don't know. Oh. He's throwing. He threw a side, so that normally means that, you know, he's on the way to like a rehab outing. But I think it's certainly several weeks, you know, 3-4 weeks at absolute best, probably longer. And then what is he when he gets back? You know, those are the kind of injuries that I was talking about that always sort of lead to something else. So I wouldn't count on him being sort of ace-like for quite some time.
I was kind of surprised at what the Angels were doing because, you know, they're usually start out slow and end slow, and they usually have a losing record. They're leading their division. All right. Trout's got six bombs, but this is what's surprising. Trout's hitting 196. Now, I know he strikes out a bunch, but and he's now, I think he's playing right field all the time now. He's not playing center, is he?
Right.
Yeah. Just to kind of help out with the injuries. But talk to me about the Angels and Mike Trout in particular, hitting bombs, but hitting less than 200.
I think Trout will even out a little bit. I think if he's in there, all that stuff will settle down. You know, if he's playing, it'll be fine. They are surprising. They've always felt like a team that if they could bring in the right mix of kind of cast off veterans, which they seem to do every year, that you could catch something, you know, catch lightning in a bottle and maybe have a really good year. They also just run their young guys straight to the big leagues in a way that no one else does. You know, they'll bring guys up from AA and say, go get them. And, you know, that works. And it's worked a little bit this year with Kyren Paris and a couple of people that, you know, people probably haven't heard of. So it's, you know, I don't think they're this good, but I think they might be in for one of their better years in quite some time, just because they seem like they've got the right mix. And some of the guys they brought in, Yusei Kikuchi, Jorge Soler, they're real baseball players. I mean, those guys change seasons, and they are looking like that so far.
All right, so can the Nats get a win today? It's going to be Jake Irvin, who's hasn't pitched well the last two starts. I think he's given up 8 runs in 11 innings since his last two starts.
You're looking for betting.
Going against Mitch Keller. Of course. Mitch Keller can be hot and cold, but going against Mitch Keller in the second game of the series against the Pirates.
I would say the Nats need a win.
You're not that confident.
I'm worried about Jake Irvin. Yeah. But you know what? It's who knows if there's ever a team that can give you a win, it's the Pirates, and a lineup that can fix a starter, it is the Pirates lineup. So, probably not a horrible bet, but I wouldn't make it.
Okay.
All right, Chelsea, we appreciate the time.
Well, you answered my question.
She answered it.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks as always, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Good to hear from you. Chelsea James, national baseball writer for the Washington Post.
She says, don't worry about Dylan Cruz. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Right. I'm buying it.
She's an
expert. Now you're buying it?
I'm buying it. I mean, she's around these guys. She's a, and I've heard that before too. Like the Carter Kiboom, like maybe upstairs. Yeah. Not like didn't have that moxie.
Well, look, I mean, he was the second pick in the draft, Keller. Yeah. I mean, Cruz.
Right.
So
he's got the pedigree.
He's got the pedigree, but if this continues and, you know, end of April, he's still a $110, yeah, there's reason to be concerned.
Jason, when we come back, do you want me to tell you how to have a perfect day? How to construct a perfect day according to scientists?
Who wouldn't want that?
We're going to redo the Masters?
Perfect day, right?
Is that what we're going to do?
I don't think it's reliving the Masters.
Why don't we give our perfect days?
I mean, we could do that too. But I can tell you how the scientists, how science is going to tell you
Do you think starting your day with 4 hours of sleep is a setup?
I don't think that's the great way to start a perfect day. So we'll get into that next here on The Fan. Sam.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Tom Bruckhaus will join us in just about 15 minutes at 9 a.m., senior NFL analyst and data scientist for Sumer Sports. We'll talk NFL and NFL draft with him. But I'm going to tell you how to formulate the perfect day.
All right, let's do it.
So listen up. Jot this down. Make a mental note. Put it in your phone. According to experts, researchers believe people should spend 6 hours a day of quality time with family. Mm. So 6 hours of your day, boom, with family.
I did all that right? All friggin' weekend.
Which should then be followed by 2 hours with friends.
Did some of that. Drinking Moscow Mules.
So family for 6, 2 hours with friends.
All right,
now we're moving on in your day.
What about whistle time?
Now, that's not listed.
Oh, that's a big part you need that.
That seems pretty enjoyable.
Now, here's what I don't understand about this study. It says after spending 2 hours with friends, it says people should only spend around 1.5 hours socializing. Well, isn't that what you're doing with your friends? You're socializing for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Confusing.
That confuses me a little bit.
Yeah.
So, whatever. That part
so, the 1.5 is not within the 2?
The math isn't math.
Again, yeah. I'm not.
By the way, is this a work day? Is this a perfect day?
No, it's just any day.
It doesn't include work.
No, I'll get to the work
can
portion.
Can I give you my perfect day after
he's
done?
I'll get to the work portion.
Yeah.
Experts think 2 hours of exercising is a good idea, but only 1 hour should be spent eating and drinking. 2 hours seems aggressive.
Other than like playing golf, but like that's a lot. Like in the gym?
Yeah, like 2 hours at the gym is an eternity.
Yeah.
6 hour workday with only a 15-minute commute. And indulge. Now, this will hurt you, EB, especially, but all of us.
Yeah.
Only 1 hour of screen time.
And
your phone definitely counts as a screen, so one hour of screen time per day.
I can understand that, but I think we're all addicted to more than that.
And for some reason, this list or this pie doesn't include sleep. I don't know how they leave that out. It's a pretty important component.
So I would say a perfect day involved is not it's not nothing that we enjoy during the week. Most people don't during the week. Is a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So like
by the way, just to give you the math, that only if you added up all the hours you gave me, I think it comes out to 19 hours and 3/4.
Right.
So that means
so
about
that gives
five
you
hours
4 hours and 15 to sleep.
Well, I mean, it's about what I got last night.
Who's
more
than
what
working I got? Out 2 hours a day? And who's gonna spend 2 hours socializing with friends?
You know what that sounds like?
2 hours.
That sounds like college.
You add them to your sleep.
College, we did that. College, you just work out all the time and hang out with friends.
All right, I'm going to formulate my perfect day. you go ahead with yours, and I'll come up with
all right,
mine.
For my I felt like I had like, so it's kind of annoying when you go on these trips, and then you have like a 8 a.m. wave, and so you got to be at the court at 7, means you got to get up at 6. Like, it sucks. It's like, I'm traveling, I'm away, but I can't even sleep in. But like on Sunday, I got to sleep in. Sunday or Monday, I can't remember. Till like, you know, we didn't have to be there till 1. So a good 8 hours. And then when you sleep in, all of a sudden now I'm interested in going to the gym.
You've got energy.
Now I could go to the gym.
Sure.
If I go to the gym, I feel great. You eat healthier.
I think if you go to the gym in the morning after a good night's sleep,
it's awesome. It sets you up
for success throughout
the
day.
So a perfect day for me would be good 8 hours, gym, sauna, golf. Nice dinner, cocktail, little family time, buns, whistle, bed.
Buns or whistle.
That's like a day.
I think
that's a perfect day.
I think this is 24 hours that I have. That's a great day.
That's a great day.
My day, 9 hours of sleep. Beautiful. Just threading the needle. Okay. 9 hours.
Even
just,
for me, that's kind of high.
That's a lot. Mine
I wouldn't
would be
have
broken.
Bags. If this was every day, the bags would be gone.
Yeah.
Bye. See you later, mate.
Right.
6 hours with the family in some form.
6 hours is aggressive.
I know.
An hour of pickleball.
Sometimes
an
you
hour,
get sick of people.
An hour of tennis. This one I put in because I have to do more of it because I feel like my brain is rotting away. An hour of reading.
Mm.
6 hours
you
of flops.
You lost me there.
6 hours
six
of flops.
6 hours of poker.
That's a perfect day.
How many hours did you got?
That's 24 hours.
I also
that's a 24
hours. You
hour
know
day,
what? It depends
friend.
On time of year. Like the summer, like who's we're all happiest on vacation, right? Because you have
no
work.
No work on this.
Yeah, no work. Yeah.
No work
so
on this.
Sleep in.
List.
You're
none.
At the beach.
It's also I was gonna say it has to be weather dependent too.
Right. Like so if it's beautiful and you're at the beach, that's a great like you go work out. Play tennis. Maybe you go for bike rides with the kids or whatever. Then you go to the beach. You make your cocktails and you listen to Morgan Wallen all day. playing a little spike ball. The spike ball, and you're also playing the bags.
and you're just drinking all day. And then you go home, have a nice dinner. And have a little,
yeah, but that's going to make you feel
cocktail.
Like that's going to make you feel like so butt tired. The next day.
You're so tired from day drinking.
No, but you sleep then. You sleep it off. You sleep like 10 hours the next day.
Yeah, you feel hurt.
And then you rinse and repeat.
I got another thing you can add to the right. perfect day.
Yeah. Right.
Live music.
Oh, live music is a good one.
Like if you can go see some dude at a tiki bar playing his guitar.
Cold ass drink.
Like there is nothing better
That'd
than
be fantastic.
The guy playing a silly 90s cover.
You're sitting there barefoot, your feet in the sand.
Flip flops.
Oh, that's a great
anytime
idea.
Anytime you're at the beach, it's great. Yeah.
There's something.
You got to throw that out there. Everybody loves vacation.
Everyone loves vacation. Yeah. But I'm going to say one thing about the beach because now I'm dreaming about it. Which, like, as soon as you get over whatever bridge it is and you get to whatever that area,
it's amazing.
It's just all your stress melts away. You have no stress in life. Nothing matters.
No, it's fantastic.
All you think about is the smell and
I never roll my windows down ever because I'll die. But when I drive,
except at the beach, yeah.
When I drive to South Carolina and I get near the marshes and the water,
you want
to windows down. I just,
it's heaven on earth.
Why is it like that?
It's heaven.
Salty air.
It's a sex smell or something.
It just rejuvenates you. It just makes you feel
blood
silly.
Flowing. The beach is just an incredible. It does something incredible to your body.
Yeah,
I don't know. To your brain.
You know what else? On a boat. And a sandbar. Oh. Silly.
Well, yeah, that's like a whole day. Yeah.
On Mike Marr's boat that he's going to buy on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, Marr, have you been looking at more?
A hoopty. You got to find a hoopty. Dude.
I found a couple like an hour ago, but, you know, still in the six-figure range.
Oh, that's out of your range, brother.
you need to do this for you.
I know you're a young kid. That's out of your range.
Yeah. My question for you, Cake. So you had your 9 hours of sleep followed by 6 hours of family. What are you doing with the family in those six
that's
hours?
That's a lot of aggressive family.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, just
going out to lunch?
Do whatever. Go play tennis.
No, I like 6 hours of family at the beach or going to my kids' games. Like, I like all that. But just sitting around the house for 6 hours,
I wouldn't want to sit around the house.
Walks with the dogs. Do whatever.
Yeah. But 6 hours of poker.
No. Yeah, 6 hours of flops.
That would be miserable for me.
No bad beats.
Yeah, no bad beats.
How does that make sense?
That's great.
He's got 12 hours of family and poker and 9 hours of sleep. That's 21. What's the other 3 hours?
It was like reading.
An hour of pickle, an hour of tennis, an hour of reading.
Where are you going to shower?
I'll work that into
here's
family
the problem. Here's the problem with Cakes' list is that poker can be
great list.
Poker can be one of the most miserable things in the world where you're just sitting down nonstop.
I understand.
Getting dead cards after dead cards.
I've got two.
Getting sucked out on.
I got 2 full hours of exercise on here.
But he loves it. He loves that.
It's one of my things.
I don't think Cakes likes it when people take shots at what he does all day, all the time.
He gets the
people
face.
Say,
he gets the face.
Bit, and I respect that. He enjoys his life. He's a man of leisure. You know,
he's a man of leisure.
People always say, "What are you doing all day, Cakes?" Yeah. It's probably irritating to him. The guy's living a good life.
Yeah, living a great life. Yeah. Fun life.
He's got to think about what to eat every night.
Everybody does. I mean, unless you have like a chef living in your house making you food, at some point, you got to think about what.
Whether if you're going to go out to get it or if you're going to make it.
Just the horrifying thought of what's for dinner that we haven't had 1,000 times already for dinner.
I envy it in some ways. He said after 3 o'clock today, what else does he have to do? He said, think about dinner.
Now, 3 o'clock. I know exactly what I'm doing. 3 o'clock. I'll be home.
Right, your pickleball's done.
We'll discuss what's for dinner. My wife's on spring break. She might already have a dinner plan. So you know what? Now I'm unencumbered with thinking about dinner.
Going out?
I'm pretty unencumbered.
Could be. I mean, we might be going out.
You're okay with that.
Don't you usually?
Of course I'm okay with that.
So are you the one that usually decides a dinner? Because in my family, my wife usually decides.
Not always. Sometimes it's a collab because my wife has a lot of food sensitivities. So sometimes like I'll eat the same dinner Juliet eats, and then my wife will eat like a separate
dinner.
Yeah,
but she determines it, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there's a collab on mine, too, but 90% of it's on her, 10% from me.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like,
Do you want to go out to dinner, or you want to make dinner?
It's a great question. Do I want to make dinner? I never want to make dinner.
Okay, well, do you think you're going to make dinner, or do you think you're going to go out to dinner tonight?
You know what? The world is my oyster. I can do whatever I want.
That's true.
You're kind of leaning me towards going out at this point.
Because
I just don't want to make dinner.
After being gone for 4 straight days and eating out 4 straight days, I'm ready to just eat.
Yeah, you
home.
Need to chill.
I'm tired of the greasy
now
French
I gotta
fries
think about
and everything.
Where I'm going for dinner. That at 1 hour.
Yeah, add that in.
Add 25 hours.
Think about that when you're driving.
Where to dinner?
Well, that can be a part of your family time. You ask your family.
That's true.
Where are we going tonight?
That family discussion.
Yes.
Just Tuesday. Don't ask Dee to make mac and cheese though.
The club is closed on Tuesday. Can't go there.
For some reason, she didn't want it this weekend. I don't know why. It was news to me.
You got knocked down a peg in this room.
Yeah.
I mean, mac and cheese is so good.
I know. Well,
it's so delicious.
No doubt.
Drabby, we had limited sides. I already paid extra for the burnt ends. I didn't need to pay for another side.
I would have paid extra to have mac and cheese and punted away the coleslaw. Right. But that's just me.
I'm a coleslaw guy.
I like coleslaw. Yeah,
so you've said.
But I think coleslaw, much like barbecue, can be more vinegary or sweeter.
There's regional coleslaw, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Definitely. Right. There's definitely different types of
course. But I like the sweeter more than the vinegary.
But I feel like with the barbecue, and I think Valdez was asking, it feels like if you have coleslaw, you got to have the baked beans there.
Yeah.
If I could punt one side from
your life,
barbecue, it's baked beans. Runny, not that great.
Oh, love them.
Now, if they have big chunks of bacon in there, then maybe I could do it. But just regular runny baked beans, look, punt. Yeah. Press away right away.
Can you imagine EB with baked beans and his duty issues?
Oh, yeah, you might want to stay away. Stay away from those baked beans.
Yeah,
you might have burnt toilet.
I have to say, man, the convention centers that I've been to lately, they've had like attendance. They're keeping it clean.
Hold on. Attendants that want you to tip them like a dollar when you go in?
Well, I'm not tipping them nothing, but they're just sitting in there and they're just making sure the stalls are.
Not tipping them nothing.
They're making sure the stalls are selling.
Okay, good.
So I'm going in there. I mean, no
everything's
problem.
Clean.
And believe me, I spent my share of the weekend.
I believe you.
Yeah. Keep it clean. I mean, you drink coffee all morning, you're going to poop.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You're probably going to do it during this commercial
Four
break.
Days of barbecue, too.
Yeah, that's definitely going to do it. All right, when we come back, we'll talk NFL with Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.